For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar Startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. Going to see him. Maple Leaf Wrestling Mayhem, March 14th, March 15th. Another two-night event. So excited about this. The first one was a hit. We've got Scott D'Amore here. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Sean.
We are just, as we film this, a few days away from Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling Mayhem. The first one, you had to feel great about the way that the audience took to that. I mean, like, people loved it. I felt like it was a big shot in the arm for independent wrestling as well. How did you feel about how people responded to that?
Yeah, I mean, I was very touched and very happy with the response to the show, and very happy and very proud of everybody coming together to put the events on. It is a daunting task to start from scratch.
And when you're doing something like that, your audio cut out on me. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
To have everybody come together to have I certainly won't say, you know, seamless or perfect. Nothing ever is, but I think the broadcast was top notch. I was really proud of how the product looked and how we presented it. And I thought the two nights wrestling action was as good as anything out there in the world. So I was just so proud of everybody coming together and was just honored to be able to be part of that and putting it together. And, you know, Maple Leaf Pro, the brand Maple Leaf is back, and we're just so excited here. We head into our next events here, Mayhem, and we're ready to rock.
So in going to a second event, I mean, this time you got Serena Deeb, Kylie Rae, the former Baron Corbin, Bishop Dyer, Giselle Shaw, Stu Grace, and Ishimori. A lot of familiar names again. That's just night one. Night two, there's like the Kingdom and Kushida, Kevin Knight, who's one of the hottest free agents out there, Billy Gunn, Matt Cardona, like tons of names here. What is the thought process that you go into balancing putting these names that everybody knows and then finding newer talent that people might not know?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and that gets to the core of our mission statement or mandate, and that is we want to provide a platform specifically for Canadians, but also for other people from anywhere in the world to go out there and to get an opportunity to showcase their talents for people to see. Because when you are outside of the United States, it's so hard to get opportunities at times in this industry. So this is a chance, without all of the immigration hurdles and all the troubles that come with that, to be on a platform that I'm very proud that we're putting together, that it is really getting eyeballs and getting people talking about it and watching it, so that we can showcase that young talent and also develop it, right? That's why we have so many good people behind the scenes, both working on the wrestling side and the production side, to help, you know, tutor, mentor, and help this talent, this next generation of talent, get TV ready. And I think you have to find the right combination of people want to see established stars, and they want to see stars within their prime, and then they want to see the up-and-comers. And one of the things we found over the years is that people really love after the fact, and you probably know this, Sean, to be able to say, I saw so and so when. So, like when you look at this
Yes.
event and you look at Kaito Kiyomiya, who's the ace in NOAH, three-time GHC champion, and had that feud with Okada last year. Excuse me. And you
Great match
see,
with Gabe Kidd that I saw as well. Like he's incredible stuff.
And here he comes back. This is a return for him, because this is a guy who lived here in Windsor. If you were around in 2017, 2018, you saw Kaito Kiyomiya when he was just starting out as a teenager. Same thing with Kushida, right? If you were here in 2007, 2008, you got to see, Kushida when he was, just a baby. Like, to me, it's so hard. I see Kushida, and in my brain, he's still this 20-year-old kid, but really he's an adult. He's a man. He's a husband. He's a father. But these wrestlers who cut their teeth here years ago come back and help provide the platform and help teach and elevate the young talent. So for every Mike Rollins you have, for every Michael Allen, Richard Clark, for every Kevin Knight, as you mentioned, these young guys, you want to have people that have been there and are still there, and you want to have people that have real knowledge in and out of the ring. So having a guy like Bishop Dyer, who formerly Baron Corbin, coming here in one of his first big matches since leaving WWE, that's huge. Having a guy like Billy Gunn, who's been around for decades now and seen so much, and has a mind for teaching and mentoring, having him around is so helpful. Just like it's helpful to have a vice president like QT Marshall here, not just wrestling, but keeping an eye on talent and helping, and having it called by Mauro Ranallo and Don Callis. Like, I think it's a great mix when you have guys that have been there, done that, and are kind of looking, more so at, just kind of like having fun in the, I'll say the latter third of their career, and having guys like Kaito and that who are and Bishop Dyer, Baron Corbin, who are in their prime, and having up and comers, Zoe Sagar, and Bhupinder Gujjar, and like you said, Kevin Knight, and all these people that are just coming up, and you're just going to see more and more from them over the next 5 and 10 years. So to me, it's really when we do wrestling, like Jimmy Hart told me years ago, wrestling's like the circus. There's something for everybody. And you may like the acrobat. Somebody else may like the person being shot out of the cannon. Somebody else may like the clown car. But we just find ways to entertain people and have fun, and hopefully, when we're doing it right, create moments that people remember and cherish.
That's why I don't get like so much of the aggressiveness about what people do and don't like. I'm like, I'm not big into supernatural movies or ghosts and goblins. I like more reality-based horror. But I'm not going to go online and bury somebody for liking the stuff that I don't like. But in wrestling, it seems very prevalent. People are like, I can't believe you'd watch that. Well, then disbelieve it and move on. I don't know. I am interested in learning what you thought when a fella who was on night or is on night two of Maple Leaf Mayhem, PCO, took a sledgehammer to the TNA Digital Championship on GCW. I did an extensive interview with him about it. And I was like, why'd you do it? And he's like, I just kind of thought it'd be cool.
I mean, that kind of sums up PCO, and whether he's Perfect Creation One or Pierre Carl or Quebecer, he's a guy who's been in the business, like we've talked about, for decades, who has an unbelievable ability to reinvent himself, and is somebody who loves and is passionate about wrestling. I mean, I saw the footage, and I guess maybe it created a stir. It's not usually my approach with things, like I don't know if it's exactly what I'd done, but it seems to fit right in perfectly with PCO and that. So I mean, I guess like it created a little buzz, so that's good. Me, I try to, as much as possible, deflect and stay away from the negativity, and try to promote the positivity. So I know that PCO was leaving TNA and everything else, and was still the champion. So I guess that was his opportunity to kind of make a statement in that, and he did it, and that's his choice. We're excited to have PCO here and be part of these events, and be the crazy, wonky, supernatural character that he does so well.
So I had heard when I was at the AEW Cincinnati show, get a little message and somebody's like, oh, Scott and Giselle are running around. They're here. I'm interested. First off, what had you in Cincinnati, my near neck of the woods, and at AEW recently?
Look, we were flying back from we had done a cruise. My cousin, who I had raised as like a son of mine, got married on New Year's Eve on a cruise, and then we stuck around in Florida for a little bit of time and tried to take in a little bit of sun. A little colder than we'd have liked in January down there with that cold snap, but much better than being up here in Canada. And then on the way home, it's just like, you know, sometimes in business, you have to pop by and have to have FaceTime with people and be face to face. And, you know, the fact is that when you look at this, making sure that we have Don Callis at the desk next to Mauro Ranallo forming what I think, respectful to any other team, is the best commentary team in professional wrestling, and having QT Marshall up here and you know, being able to get Billy Gunn and the Kingdom and Serena Deeb, like, you know, these things, you know, and these relationships take managing, and we've always, you know, tried to maintain and have a good relationship with AEW and everybody else, and that was kind of it going there. And just you know, chatting, seeing where we can work together and what makes sense might make sense now and what might make sense in the future. You know, one of the legacies of Maple Leaf Wrestling, the original wrestling, whatever banner they were under, WWWF, AWA, NWA, it didn't matter. They could come to Maple Leaf Gardens, they could come to Maple Leaf Wrestling and perform. And that's one of the things I'm proudest about this when you look at it. You got Kiyomiya from NOAH. You've got Ishimori and Kushida and Kevin Knight from New Japan. You've got the folks I just mentioned from AEW. You know, unfortunately, there's no TNA representation. They had shows the very same night, so that's not possible this time. You know, but we have people from all over coming here. We have the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion coming here and defending the title. You know, the last time that the NWA title was defended in Windsor was 20 years ago, and it was a title change that I think sent shocks through wrestling, right? It ended up being known as Controversy in Canada, and it's what launched the golden age of TNA wrestling on Spike TV. So I think having all these, we have WWE ID talent here, right? And you know, Kylie Rae and Zoe Sagar, and it's like having all these different brands and promotions come here and have people representing them, I think is what makes, you know, wrestling, you know, really kind of cool and fun when it's done right. You know, like, they all have their home base and they have their stuff they do there, but they can come here and intermingle and play in a different sandbox for a couple nights.
I love that. And I had mentioned this to you before, but I'm interested in how it's gone now that you're in event two. There are a plethora of cities that I know that you're familiar with that you can run and you can choose to run. And how do you go about deciding, like, where this event will be, where your next event will be? I know you had mentioned Maple Leaf Gardens as a place as well. Like, how do you go about that, especially as someone like you who is so adept at that? None of this is new to you.
Well, I mean, I like to think and hope that I'm learning and adapting and evolving every day. You know, so I think that's important in business and in life. I mean, look, this event is back in Windsor, which is great. We'll have two, like, as I look at it, I think we're near sold out both nights. So we'll have two great packed houses again, and we'll have rowdy crowds, right? Like Windsor, you saw it with TNA and Impact and BCW over the years. They're always a great rowdy crowd. So I think coming here is always a great option, but it's important that we get outside of the safety zone of here. And that's why we announced in May we're going to be in Toronto, and we're going to be returning to the corner of Church and Carlton Street, which is the former Maple Leaf Gardens, right? It's now called the Mattamy Athletic Center, but it's Maple Leaf Gardens in all of our hearts. It still has that iconic yellow brick. It still has the marquee out front that says Maple Leaf Gardens. It still has you walking in the arena, because I just did the site visit. And even though it's not a 17,500 seat arena anymore, it's a 3,000 and change. When you walk in there and you look up, it's the same roof. It's that same iconic roof that I walked in as a, you know, 10-year-old child to go see my first Toronto Maple Leafs game. And I think that's going to be a cool, special moment in our history, returning to our spiritual home. But then we want to get out and get to other cities. So yeah, like you see there's, we're a Canadian brand. We're gonna be running, predominantly and maybe exclusively in Canada for the most part, with exceptions of maybe some co-partnerships or something that may come along, but co-promotions. But look, from Vancouver to Calgary to Winnipeg to Toronto and Ottawa to Montreal, like, maybe it's time for another screw job. I don't know. Out to Eastern Canada. There's so many towns and we want to get out there and do it and get to all of them, but it's there's a lot of hurdles in that. There's a lot of logistics. So I think this next move in May is a huge one. Going to Toronto, which is obviously the biggest city here in Canada and such a unbelievable wrestling town. You just saw what WWE did there with Elimination Chamber and that moment that they created with John Cena and Cody and The Rock. And Toronto deserves to have Canada's own wrestling brand, Maple Leaf Pro, there in the center of the country, and then we spawn out from there. So we've got other cities in the mix for later this year, and you'll see some of those announcements starting to come soon. But I'm excited. It's time to branch it outside of Windsor. It's time to get other places. But before we do that, we got two more days where we celebrate Windsor and what it's meant to wrestling. You look at it when we moved Impact out of the studio, which had kind of became a really kind of downer of an environment by the time, I got there in 2018. We wanted to take it out on the road and get it to wrestling fans. First place we took it is Windsor, because we knew we'd fill the building for a couple of days and we knew that the fans would be loud and rowdy. So we want to celebrate that. Windsor will always be a part of what we do. And this weekend is going to be a huge 2-day event for us. But then we'll get it out and we'll take.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common, but we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatment to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Make it around the loop, as we used to say, and then, you know, sometime in the future, we'll be back to Windsor at some point. But we celebrate it this weekend for 2 days, then we look to the future at Maple Leaf Gardens.
I love it. Another thing that kind of made some waves, you popping up at the WBPC or a little bit of everywhere. What cruise did you go on that week?
That one was different, actually. I mean, I also went to the Jaguars game that week, too. I mean, that seems okay.
That one's got questions tied to it, too, then.
I guess I was less recognizable at the Jaguars game than I was at the PC. But, I mean, look, at my heart, I'm a coach and I'm a teacher. And I want to help teach people. I want to help, you know, encourage and nurture and help develop talent. And I always say my adventures in Anthem, my adventures in TNA Impact Wrestling started, I could title the book, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the PC. Because when I stopped in the Impact office for the first time in 2017, before I'd even really joined, when Jeff Jarrett was running things, I was actually on the way down to Florida, like I usually am, in February for my mother's birthday. And Jeff Jarrett convinced me to stop in Nashville. And I stopped in Nashville for a couple of days and chatted. And he convinced me to come back a couple of weeks later. So I was actually, you know, I messaged out and reached out to people at the PC and said, hey, just so you know, I'm at the Impact offices. I don't want anything to get out and you to think there's anything up. And they had said, are you working there now? And I said, no, you know, I don't know where this is going to lead. And they said, well, when you finish up, you know, like, let us know and then come down, right? Because I already had a prearranged tour and everything set up there at the PC at that time. Because I thought the engagement, it was a consulting gig. I thought it was going to last, yeah, you know, maybe a month at the tops, 2 months. And it went on for 7 years. So yeah. I finally got a chance to go down and see the WBPC. And it's, I don't know, have you been there, Sean?
I've not. I'm planning on going maybe this year, actually.
Yeah, it's a cool place. I mean, the Capitol Center where they shoot out of, it's great how they maximize the space, and you know, it's not large, but I mean, it looks so good. And the training facilities, it's Eric Young had told me years ago about it. He said, coach, it's everything you think a wrestling school looks like until you show up at a barn or a, you know, abandoned building where the wrestling school actually is. And that's completely accurate. I mean, when you look at it with they've got training rings and high spot rings, and they've got like a, you know, two full gyms, it seemed like. They have the trainers and everybody on staff to manage and maintain, you know, your physical wealth or physical well-being and your health. And it's just like literally it's wrestling. It's wrestler nirvana. Like if you're going to learn how to be a wrestler, like this is the environment that we probably all dreamed about being in. Right. And it's getting closer to the experience that athletes in other sports experience when they're elite athletes in training to hopefully succeed in their field. So it was just an opportunity to go down there and tour it and visit some friends. And, you know, it was a great experience. I mean, I was really impressed with what they have down there.
Now, I know you were integral in kind of launching what TNA and WWE have like between them. What are your thoughts on their expanded partnership that we're seeing?
I mean, I think it's a, you know, a win for everybody. It's a win for WWE, who has so many talents under contract and I think needs places to rep people and certainly get them in a different environment. It's a win for TNA because they get the association with the industry leader, the biggest company in the world. They get an opportunity to expose some of their talent on a larger platform with NXT, and wrestling fans win because it's exciting and fun. You know, Jeff Jarrett and I chatted the other day, and it's like, I said to Jeff, you know, it's crazy because I think you and I, Double, were two of the people who years before it was in vogue, were preaching collaboration is king. Companies need to work together. We need to break down some of these artificial walls. So I was a firm believer in that. And that's You know, that's why we fostered and really rebuilt that relationship between TNA and New Japan. That's why it was important to try to build a relationship with AEW. That's why it was important to reach out and see if WWE, with the new regime and everything, if they had different ears that were open to listening. And I think that the partnership is good for wrestling. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of downsides to it right now. Now the real tell will be how is it in 3 or 5 years, and how's it look then? So, I mean, I don't know where it ends up. I don't know how it goes, but it's an exciting time to be a wrestling fan for sure.
So Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling this weekend, second event. Well, I guess you could argue third, fourth event. What were your thoughts coming out of it? Were you satisfied? Was it something where you're like, oh, I wish I would have done this better? Or you looked at it and you were like, okay, this is how I envisioned it. Because, I mean, I can tell you a whole lot of people came out of that event and they're like, man, this is something that wrestling needs, especially in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Canada has such a rich wrestling history, and I think sometimes we lose sight of that. And Canadians, just like all non-Americans, sometimes need a little bit of help, because it is a harder obstacle to get opportunities when you're not American. And I'll never forget when Bret Hart first kind of became the guy, like as a talent still, but as world champion in WWF. One of the first things he did was cover his pool in his house with a wrestling ring, and starting bringing Canadian wrestlers there. And he brought in Leo Burke, who's a legend and was just a great wrestler who had taught Bret so much, and though I had the honor of wrestling many nights. And he brought in Leo there and had him start working with the young talent like Edge and Christian and so many others, because he wanted to make sure that Canadian wrestling thrived. I think right now, today, there's so much great Canadian talent out there, and I think it needs a platform. So being able to deliver that and being able to slap that maple leaf on our chest and proudly be Canadian while still embracing and focusing, on talent from all over the world, including the US, I think was I think the timing was near perfect. And how did I feel coming out of those shows? Like I said, like I was, over the moon, happy and excited, right? At the production crew, just nailed it. I mean, for a first time crew, there's so many industries. I might have froze there for a second. There was a phone
Yeah,
call.
she did.
I thought the shows were just, Jesus, these guys won't stop. Am I good there?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So look, I think that the shows were top notch, and our production team, which had so many industry leaders and veterans. I mean, there was like 200 years of combined experience behind the scenes there on the production side at Maple Leaf Pro's first events. And the shows I thought were amazing, and to be able to highlight Josh Alexander and Mike Bailey
Oh,
and Stu
man.
Grayson and so many of the other Canadians, like to give Takeshita a showcase that I think a lot of people hadn't got an opportunity to fully experience how talented he is. I was super proud of them, and I came out of those saying these are amazing. And then I sat there and kind of went, damn, how the hell do we follow these up?
Yeah.
So I think that these events have a nice change of pace, in the sense that we still have, Alex Zane and Ishimori and Kiyomiya and great talent that's going to slay in the ring with that current athletic style. But then to have the NWA World's Championship return and have Thomas Latimer, who's I mean, just a tremendous performer and has been a great world champion, to have him put the title on the line against the former Baron Corbin, Bishop Dyer, and really arguably his first major match since leaving WWE. And if you look at some of the videos and stuff we've put out, we've tried to focus on where Corbin, where Dyer is at this point. And it's a guy who doesn't need to wrestle anymore, like financially, but he's a guy who's still got a hunger for it. And he's out to prove something. He's been World Tag Team Champion. He's been King of the Ring. He's been United States Champion. He's never been World Champion. So here's an opportunity for him to do that. And I think that's a really cool match to bring here. Also, one of the things I'm most excited about is it's crazy to think of, when you think about that the original Maple Leaf Wrestling started in 1930. It has never had a women's champion. So we start the tournament to crown the first ever Maple Leaf women's Canadian champions. So that's super exciting to get that underway.
So, I mean, that's another thing. Like, you on night one and night two of your first event had honest to God match of the year contenders, not like great indie matches, not like good in a vacuum, good for the first event. No, two of the best wrestling matches in the world for the entire year, back to back nights. I mean, there's got to be like some sense of accomplishment there, and that you knew these guys were going to deliver when you booked this match. You knew when you put it on that order of the show what was going to happen there, and then they delivered. They were who you thought they were.
Yeah, that, I mean, I think it would be hard to ask for two better main events, and going up and down the card, I think, you know, all, honestly, just about everybody played their role perfectly and delivered. So, you know, I'm excited. It's daunting to follow that up, no question. Like, I'm not going to BS you. Following like those two main events, how do you do it? That's why we switch gears, and now we have two big hosses that are go out there and have a traditional classic world championship style matchup. And then on night two, we're going to highlight, you know, the very best in tag team wrestling, where we have the Kingdom and the Time Splitters that are, I mean, they, I know are going to take tag team wrestling and just elevate it here as part of Maple Leaf Pro. And then you've got PCO, you know, he's going to come in here. Like, he's not coming in here to do catch as catch can wrestling. He's coming in here for a street fight. So there's going to be craziness Michael Allen, Richard Clark, the man with the longest name in professional wrestling, who I probably need to talk to him about that. He's going to get to experience what it's like to deal with a total lunatic when he gets in there with PCO. So when you don't have those Josh Alexander, Takeshita, Mike Bailey, Takeshita style matches, then you go out and you diversify your style. You do a little bit more hardcore. You lean in more onto the female side of the things where we've shown over the last many years that the women are able to go out there and perform just as well, and some nights better than the men. And you lean into a little bit more of the Hoss fight. So I'm excited to have that mix and blend here for MLP Mayhem this coming weekend. And I'm confident that wrestling fans, if they buy a ticket and there's still limited tickets left, you know, the place will be full both nights. If you want to come see it in person, hustle and grab those tickets. And if you don't or you can't, then you can get it on Triller TV. And it's a hell of a deal. I think in this day and age, it's $20 for one night. If you want to just watch one night or the other, because you're like, hey, I have to see that, but I'm cool the other night. That's your option. Or for $30, you get both nights. You get 6 hours of unbelievable wrestling for $30. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If a wrestling fan plucks down $30 and buys this pay-per-view, I guarantee we're going to give them a return on their investment of their time and of their money. And if they don't think they did, then reach out to me and we'll look at getting you a refund, because I'm not confident that this crew will deliver.
I'm so excited for this show. I mean, you guys hit such a home run the first go around. I'm really excited to see Bishop Dyer specifically, because I think the way that he was working towards the end of his WWE run, I think it's going to translate very well to the independents as well. Like, this guy has such an insane motor. Like, he doesn't stop. I mean, he was an elite athlete. Like, people forget how elite he was. But as I mentioned, like, so many names that you guys know, from Billy Gunn, Matt Cardona, PCO, Serena, Kylie, Giselle, Ishimori, Stu Grayson, Kingdom. That's just like some of the bigger names that are involved. Scott D'Amore, thank you so much for taking the time. Anything else you want to let the people know before we wrap up?
No, I think I'm excited for this weekend. I'd like to thank everybody for their support, you know, throughout 30 plus years. You know, I feel like there've been so many people that in the industry, and certainly just as important, more importantly, the fans that have been the pick-me-up and been the support that's been needed for myself and so many others. So it's greatly appreciated. We don't say it sometimes enough. So thank you to everybody who's out there and supporting, and come check it out. I know you're going to love MLP Mayhem.
Guys, until next time, we're out. If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have seven different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.